kind of traumas are we talking about when we refer to something significant enough to potentially cause PTSD?
In essence, they're usually life-threatening traumas. You know, the person who experiences them at some point, they think their life is going to end. That is kind of the hallmark feature of the traumas of PTSD. The obvious image that comes to mind is the soldier back from war. But obviously, PTSD can result after many traumas. So, you know, sexual violence like rape, family violence, you know, being robbed at gunpoint, escaping a major fire or a natural disaster, you know, being a refugee who's forced to flee. These are just some examples of the many, many traumas that humans have endured throughout the millennia that can lead to PTSD.
Shelley, in an ideal world, right, we would just protect everybody from ever experiencing trauma. But of course, that is impossible. The next best thing is taking advantage of what are called the golden hours, the time between a trauma and the onset of PTSD symptoms. Can you tell us about how long that window is and what you can do during that time?
Yeah, so trauma scientists and PTSD specialists everywhere were obsessed with this period called the golden hours. We don't actually know exactly how long this period is. It could be, you know, 1 hour after the trauma to 24 hours. We're not precisely sure, but there is definitely this opportunity between exposure to trauma and the onset of actual PTSD, an opportunity for medical intervention to reset the brain on a pathway towards recovery. So, you know, focusing interventions in that period is an area of intense interest.
So what would you do with cortisol during that time? That's most people, lay people know that as the stress hormone. It seems like the last thing people would need.
The whole story of cortisol levels in PTSD patients, that's a bit of a goofy story. You know, you would predict that it would be higher, right, mm-hmm. in people who have PTSD. But actually, study after study shows that for some reason, it's actually lower than you would expect. There's something about people who develop PTSD that perhaps they're not able to mount a response to trauma the way their body should. And that's why they run into issues. But either way, using cortisol in that golden hours is a kind of promising avenue to see if that can help people.
One thing we should talk about is that not all post-traumatic stress indicates a disorder, right? It's perfectly normal, maybe necessary for us to be very troubled in the immediate aftermath of a traumatic event. So when does our distress over something bad that's happened to us tip over into a diagnosable illness?
Yeah, and this is what's tricky, because a lot of symptoms that look like PTSD occur naturally after mm-hmm. exposure to trauma. So, you know, to have nightmares after trauma, immediately after trauma is common, to feel jumpy, on edge, to relive the trauma. These are all perfectly natural human responses after exposure to trauma. And actually, you need to go through that to kind of get your brain back in gear and recalibrated to the reality of your new situation. So these are processes that you need to go through. What we typically say is if you're still having those symptoms after about 4 weeks and they're not getting any better and they're impacting your ability to work or your ability to engage with your family and your friends and your social life or the kind of nature of your life, then we start to wonder, has this become PTSD and does it require more active intervention and evaluation? The good news is that the last 20 years, there's been such a surge in the science of PTSD. And what was once considered incurable and disabling is today very treatable. So I always urge people, it's never too late to get help for PTSD. And what you want to do is find a clinician who's specifically trained in PTSD or complex PTSD and who offers therapies to specifically address those issues. It's never too late. You need to find a well-trained mental health professional who can help guide you through that.